You're listening to SBS News.
In May 2018, the Prime Minister was Malcolm Turnbull and his Treasurer was Scott Morrison. If those at the top were different, so was Australia's budgetary situation at the time. The coalition government announced what would be around $300 billion in tax cuts over 10 years, aimed at economic stimulus and returning at least a little so-called bracket creep, that is, rising wages, pushing people into higher tax brackets. All that was announced against a backdrop of fiscal health. But Danielle Wood from the Grattan Institute says that has since evaporated.
This package was calibrated in a period where we expected to be seeing budget surpluses for the whole of this decade. Instead, we've come out of the COVID recession with substantial levels of government debt and structural budget deficits well into the future.
The Stage 1 and Stage 2 cuts saw benefits across the spectrum. Stage 3 would benefit anyone earning over $45,000, but especially, according to Associate Professor Ben Phillips from the Australian National University, those at the top end of the salary scale.
If you're on, say, $200,000 a year, you get a tax cut of around $9,000 per year, whereas someone, say, on a middle sort of income of sort of $60,000 to $70,000 per year would get, say, around $300 to $400 per year.
People earning up to $45,000 a year wouldn't see any change in their income tax rates. But after July 2024, the current 32.5% and 37% brackets roll into a single 30% bracket. That would cover everyone earning between $45,000 and $200,000 a year, the new threshold for the top 45% tax bracket. Business groups are among those pushing for the coalition's cuts to go ahead, while among those urging the package to be scrapped are the Greens, who argue they would turbocharge inequality and widen the gender pay gap. Many economists, like ANU's Ben Phillips, say the changed economic circumstances make a compelling case.
I don't think the Stage 3 tax cuts should proceed. I think with an $18 billion is a very large share of the projected deficit going forward. We know we've got other costs. We've got, say, the NDIS, we've got aged care. We've got other areas where there's a lot of call for expenses, like, say, the job seeker payment is very low and many think it should be higher.
And this is the scale of the potential impact. Stage 3 would cost the government $17.7 billion in its first full year, according to the Parliamentary Budget Office. The revenue lost would lift to $36.9 billion by 2033. The total loss of revenue would amount to $243.5 billion. Many senior economists have voiced frustration over Australia's reliance on income tax for government revenues at one of the highest rates in the OECD. Professor Robert Brunig of the Crawford School of Public Policy at ANU says there are constant calls for a broadening and deepening of the tax base.
We could think about raising the GST to 12.5% or 15%, perhaps in combination with the Stage 3 tax cuts. I actually think a switch from stamp duty to land taxes is very politically doable.
As Britain's embattled Prime Minister Liz Truss has found to her cost in recent days, tax reform always has the potential to be politically problematic. Alan Lee, SBS News.